Amazon is getting a new boss. It could change a lot, it could stay largely the same, but which would be the better option? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Amazon's founder and CEO Jeff Bezos announced this week that he is going to become executive chairman of the company, and the new CEO will be Andy Jassy, currently the head of Amazon Web Services. Amazon is 26 years old, and obviously it's massive and has ideas to do everything from package delivery to television production to smart microwaves to artificial intelligence, and obviously it's huge and incredibly profitable cloud business. Amazon's ambition and reach is legendary, but with Bezos taking on a new role, could that change? It's a topic for Quality Assurance, where we take a second look at a big tech story. Brad Stone is a senior executive editor for Bloomberg. He's written one book on Amazon and has another one coming out this spring. I asked him if Amazon might start to focus more on the gold mine of its cloud business.
Amazon actually has kind of two of those gold mines. You mentioned one, AWS. The other one is advertising, and it's been this kind of quiet force gobbling up market share in online advertising.
Right.
And, you know, for the last 10 years, its investors have been wholly on board with Amazon not returning that money to shareholders, not showing, you know, a big profit, although they've been getting better in that regard, but investing and inventing new things. To the extent that its shareholders continue to allow that to happen, you know, I think Amazon will continue to do it. Now, Jeff Bezos, he's going to continue to be active in the big decisions and working on new projects. And executive chairman is a role that carries some meaning. He's still going to be Andy Jassy's boss.
In many ways, Andy Jassy seems formed in the same mold as Jeff Bezos. And yet there are real critiques about the company's treatment of its workers, its wages, its approach to climate, not even, you know, withstanding antitrust. Do we have a sense of whether Jassy might be more responsive to some of those critiques?
Right. Are we going to see a softer, gentler Amazon?
Yeah, like a Tim Cook to Steve Jobs.
That's right. And in some respects, maybe. I mean, Jassy's is, while he's sort of cleaved from Jeff Bezos' rib in a lot of ways, he's also different. I mean, he's more politically active. At the same time, Amazon AWS under Andy Jassy sold its face recognition software to law enforcement agencies and only paused for a year when the BLM movement became very loud and vocal. So I don't suspect at first much will change, particularly with Bezos, a very loud voice on the board.
With a lot of sentiment changing, is that not a good thing? Should Jassy be more open to change? Will shareholders have less tolerance for business as usual?
I think they're going to have to start listening more to the voices, not only of their frontline employees in the warehouses, you know, who I do think have some real grievances, you know, particularly amid the pandemic, but to the contractor workforce, you know, the almost a kind of invisible constituency who drives Amazon vans and drops software packages. Like a lot of companies, Amazon kind of indulges itself of this contractor workforce where the healthcare protections, the $15 an hour wage protections don't exist. And so I think, yes, I mean, they're going to increasingly, if they want to get to that next level of growth, have to listen to some of these concerns.
Brad Stone is a senior executive editor for Bloomberg. And now for some related links. We've got a link to Stone's piece from earlier this week on the shift at Amazon and the headwinds that Jassy might face while Bezos is goofing off with going to space and maybe a little climate change funding. We here at Marketplace Tech have been noting the fairly slow pace of those Bezos Earth Fund grants and the lack of information about where they might go in the future, so I'm looking forward to seeing what more happens with that. Anyway, I also thought Brad Stone's piece was interesting because it notes that some of the things Bezos has been trying to do on the side, like run the Washington Post, have actually caused problems for Amazon. Certainly with the Trump administration, which most likely spiked the company's bid for a $10 billion contract with the Pentagon. That one ended up going to Microsoft. But also caused India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi to decline a meeting with Bezos because of coverage about him in the Post. And then Stone notes there's Elon Musk kicking all kinds of rocket ship in the space race, while Blue Origin kind of also does space. Meanwhile, not a lot of sign of a kinder, gentler Amazon just yet. This week, it emerged that the company plans to install cameras in all its delivery vehicles that use AI to identify possible safety hazards and warn drivers. But drivers say they are obviously worried about privacy and that the cameras will mostly be used as taskmasters or to punish them for minor infractions. And Motherboard reported Thursday that Amazon is forcing warehouse workers into 10-hour graveyard shifts called mega cycles that start at 1 a.m. and end sometime around lunchtime, offering them the choice between taking the longer shifts or losing their jobs. And after a complaint from the Federal Trade Commission that Amazon was stealing tips from its so-called flex drivers, the contract workers who make Amazon deliveries in their own vehicles, the company said it would pay out just shy of $62 million to those workers, but did not admit wrongdoing. And Andy Jassy is the guy who gave the green light to selling Amazon's facial recognition technology to law enforcement, despite real concerns over discrimination and mistaken identity, before the company reversed course. In a documentary last year, Jassy said unequivocally that he would happily sell facial recognition tech to foreign countries as well, as long as it was allowed by U.S. law. Hopefully, there's more nuance in his stance now and in the coming months and years. Jesus Alvarado, Stephanie Hughes, and Michael Lipkin produced the show. Our engineers are Robin Edgar and Becca Weinman. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.